This month's column has to do with a flood, which up until the floods of Katrina was the greatest flood to have hit New Orleans. It was also caused by a similar event. Is that right?
It was a levee breach, only we didn't call them breaches or failures then. The word that struck fear into every Louisianan's ear was crevasses. And this was the Solvay Crevasse on the Mississippi River in present-day River Ridge.
And this was in 1849, 165 years ago. How was levee protection, flood protection, different back then than now?
It was handled at the local level, and the very nature of a levee suggests that 100% of it needs to be held up to the same standards. It's like a chain. It's as strong as its weakest link. And the spring of 1849 was a high water year. Locals were eyeing the increasing stage and power of the river all spring, breaches in and around Kenner, and the worst one started developing at Pierre Solvay's sugarcane plantation. If you go down Jefferson Highway and you see Solvay Road, continue that road to where it meets the levee, and that's where the breach opened up. It widened by early June to 150 feet long by 6 feet deep, which is roughly the size of the smaller of the two levee failures along the lower Ninth Ward during Katrina.
Was it a fast flood? Did the waters rise high, or did people have some time to get out of the way?
Once the crevasse gave way, a plume of almost rapids started flowing into the back swamp around where Earhart and Jefferson are today and Elmwood, continued into Jefferson Parish, into what is now Holly Grove and Fontainebleau and Broadmoor, parts of Treme, what is now the Third Ward, the rear of the Central Business District, the American sector at that time, uptown, almost up to Magazine Street. The French Quarter, Rampart, Burgundy, Dauphine, into Bourbon Street. But I should emphasize that of that entire flood footprint, only about 10% of the New Orleans population had water in their houses, and it was no more than a couple of feet deep.
How did they stop the flood back then? After Katrina, we had helicopters flying in, dropping huge loads of sand. How did you stop a flood like this back in 1849?
It was on June 20th, and through heroic intervention at the breach site, the stage of the river went down a little bit, and through kind of a bucket brigade of sediment dumping it piece by piece, they eventually closed it off. After that, it was a combination of things. Some of the water was routed out Bayou St. John. The rest of it either sunk into the soil or it evaporated in the summer sun.
Did that flood change people's perspective on where they lived or where they did business? Did it change settlement patterns in the area at all?
Not really. However, what Solvay's crevasse did do was serve as a demonstration for the need for improved levees along the Mississippi River. And you could almost think of the Solvay crevasse flood of 1849 as perhaps the last major dosage of Mississippi River-delivered sediment onto present-day New Orleans. Now, this had been happening almost every two or three springs for 5,000 to 7,000 years. We no longer allow that to happen, of course, because of the Mississippi levees, in part motivated as a response to the Solvay Crevasse flood.
So back then, there was an idea that we needed to protect ourselves from water, but that was very different water than we now see as the major threat today.
Correct. And now it's the reverse. In the year 2011, we had extremely high water in the Mississippi here, and the flood control system, the Bonacare, the Morganza, the New Madrid spillway, all worked perfectly well, and New Orleanians did not worry about the high water of 2011. We very much worried about the Gulf of Mexico in 2005, and we worry about that in the future.
Richard Campanella, author of the Cityscapes column, also most recently of the book Bourbon Street, A History, and a professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.